she sees herself in the passenger seat at night, her fiancé beside her, and the lights seem all too bright, and the rain seems all too loud, and there's a thunder of soldiers, like, riding across a field in a war, destroying that drunken feeling of patriotism, charging toward their unknown enemy, and she sees this, and so it happens at night, and the lights got brighter, and that car started to spin, and then she started to dream. And she sees herself at the end of the church. The bridesmaids have all just walked down the aisle. The music changes for her. She feels swept with the sense of euphoria and of love. And she begins to walk. But she falls, the bouquet falling from her hands. And in slow motion, the roses and lilies scatter along the aisle. And she looks up. And the groom is gone. And the ground is all ashes of the house that they just bought together. After they were married, she sits up and she's at her desk suddenly at the bank, and she's trying to get the loan for the house. His job is secure. We're young. Nothing could go wrong. Good thing he wore the blue tie to the bank and not the red one. And she sees herself while waking up from sleep that Ashkin Appleton is still running her under her nose. Her husband is there, tie in hand, asking if she'd like to hold their baby. But she could have sworn she heard that baby stop crying. And then she panics. And then she wakes up. Her head is bobbing. But now she's back. She's no longer dreaming. And she's at the hospital. And she's looking at the tube running on her fiancé's arm.